Okay. So much I'm dumping on your brain here, but you know what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to lay out for you kind of the whole map. And I don't expect you to have absorbed it all in this one little conversation, but now it's like there's a place in your brain ready for the steps that I'm going to offer you. So I want to finish this first session by covering what I call the formula for happiness. I remember I was invited to go on CNN a few years ago with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, really great man, the reporter there for CNN, and he was doing a special on happiness. And he called up and said, what do you think? Is happiness overrated? Do you think that, you know, we're just deceiving ourselves, that we have to be happy all the time? He had some very interesting questions. So we had a very interesting discussion on camera. And at one point, I said to him, you know, not everybody values happiness at the highest level. Some people feel like if they're happy, they have no certainty to be able to keep it. Someone's just going to dash that happiness. So they don't want happiness. They want certainty more. Happiness is a value. Certainty is a need. Remember what I said? People violate even their own values to meet their needs. You know, some people think being happy means that you're insignificant. You don't understand the complexities of life. So they don't want to be happy. Their body sure would like it, but they'd rather be significant. And having complex understandings of life makes them feel more significant. So I said, no, not everybody values happiness. But in our nature, it's certainly there. Look at any child. So I said, here's the secret. I can give you right now the formula for happiness. And he looked at me like, oh, yeah, sure. And I said, I know it sounds like hyperbole, so let's test it with you. And I want you to do the same thing as I'm speaking with you right now personally. I want you to think in your own life, think of an area of your life you're really happy about. Now, some people don't use the word happy. An area of your life you're pleased with. Right now, what's an area of your life? Even if you're not thrilled with your life, even if your life has a lot of challenges in it, if you broaden and look at all the areas of your life, your body, your emotions, your sense of meaning, your relationships, family or friends or intimate, your work, your career, your finances, your spirituality, your connection with your creator or nature, your sense of celebration in life, there must be some area you're really pleased with, and probably lots. Think of one right now. And so I said to him, tell me an area of your life that you're really, really pleased with. And he said, my children. I love my children. And he has one child and he had another one, I believe, coming up that was in the hopper, so to speak. And I said, well, that's beautiful. And you could see him smile from ear to ear. And I said, tell me, why are you so happy in your relationship with your kids? And before he did, I wrote down four letters. I wrote LC, which stands for life conditions, equals BP, which means blueprint, or your mindset, or your core expectation of how life's supposed to be. So I just wrote the letters up there. And he said to me, well, he said, I love my children. They love me. And it's just so much fun to be with them. And it's exactly what I envisioned, you know, of what being a father would be. It's just, I just love the entire experience of being a dad. It's perfect. So then I pointed the letters and I said, then you're happy right now because you're living this happiness formula. Your current life conditions, your LC, your life conditions, are equal to your blueprint, your core expectation about how life should be with children. It matches, so you're very happy. Now, if your children were yelling at you, smacking you on the side of the face, never listening to you, crying continuously, if every time you tried to touch them, they ran from you, that wouldn't match your blueprint, would it? And you'd be pretty darn unhappy in that area of your life. So let's look at an area you're unhappy with. What's an area you're not happy with? And I said, I'm sure you're Mr. Sanjay Gupta, so you're very happy with everything. But if there's an area you're not totally pleased with, what would that area be? And he said, well, my time. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I don't know. It's just, you know, I got a lot of things going. And he's an amazing man. I mean, he does his work and his surgery, and he reports for CNN. He's just an incredible guy. Great family. So he said, you know, I got all these things going at once. And he said, it's frustrating. It's like, I feel like I can't do the things I should do at times I should be doing them very often. And it's just, you know, it's not where it should be. It's not how I want it to be. And so I took the same little formula, LC. And what the equal sign was, I put a slash to it. Does not equal BP, blueprint. I said, the formula for unhappiness is when your life conditions don't equal your blueprint. What's your blueprint? Your core expectations. The needs you're trying to meet, the beliefs you have about how it's supposed to be, the rules of how it's supposed to be in life. Right now, your life conditions don't match the way you think it should be, and so you have pain. You know, pain is part of life. But I said, if it shifted, if you could shift your life conditions to where they matched your blueprint, you'd be pretty darn happy, wouldn't you? I said, how would you do that? He goes, well, I don't know. It's kind of overwhelming. I guess if I said no to some things I've been saying yes to, you know, if I didn't do a few things, then I'd have a little more free time and I think it'd be more balanced. I said, okay, well, it kind of gives you a direction that would move you closer to your blueprint and closer to happiness. I said, let me show you the formula for suffering. I said, think of a time in your life, and I'm asking you as you're listening to me, do the same. You're my Sanjay Gupta in this discussion. So I want you to think of an area really happy. Why are you happy in that area? Isn't it true? Because your life conditions kind of meet your core expectations. It may not perfectly. By the way, if your life is even better than you expected, then you're over the moon. If your life conditions don't match the way you think it should be in an area of your finances or your body or your health or your relationships or, you know, whatever area, you're not happy in that area. Make sense? But suffering. When do we really suffer? You know, everybody hates suffering. What is suffering? Some people say, I never suffer. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I just don't suffer. I'm too powerful to suffer. Well, have you ever felt like the night was never going to end? You know, winter was forever. Like the pain that you're experiencing was beyond what you could deal with. I mean, if you're human, my bet is you've had that experience. And if not, it's coming. That's what you have to look forward to. Because that's part of life. Right? It's part of how we grow, isn't it? So if you've ever really suffered where you felt pain that felt like it wouldn't go away or were overwhelmed by it or just felt this frustration or anger that just you couldn't solve it, where does that suffering come from? Suffering happens when your life conditions don't equal your blueprint and there's one more thing involved, and that is you believe you don't have control to change it. You believe you're helpless, that there's something outside your control, some force, the government, God, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, you know, a worker, a boss, something you can't control. And so you can't make it better. You can't make your life the way you want it to be. And by the way, that's an illusion. You say, well, how can you say that, Tony? Was this positive thinking? No, we can't always control the events of our lives, but we can control what it means to us. But to do that, you have to understand that when you experience pain, and if you experience suffering, which is intense pain, you really only have three choices. Follow me on this. First choice that most people pick is blame something. Because one way to get out of my pain or my suffering is to say, here's why I'm suffering, here's why I have the pain, and it's not my what? Fault. The first thing we like to blame is events. You know, something that happened when you're a kid or last week or last month or something that isn't you that's the source of this problem. Right? Because the great thing about events is they don't interrupt your story and make you wrong. They don't say, no, you're full of it. I'm not at fault. Events don't have a voice. So it's easy to blame events. And for the moment, as we blame the event, we don't have to feel like we're not enough. We don't have to feel like we're impotent. We don't have to feel like there's something wrong with us. It redirects our focus and we focus on something else. We don't feel so bad for the moment. But blaming events doesn't last. So the second thing people do is they usually blame people. You know, it's because of my parents. It's because of this person who treated me badly when I was 12. It's because of the situation that occurred. And we love to blame people that aren't there. The third choice, of course, that most people eventually revolve back to is they blame themselves. They go, you know, it's my own fault. I'm lazy or I don't care or I'm not a good person or whatever story we make up. Now, the problem with blaming things is it's a black hole. Even blaming yourself. Being responsible is different than blaming yourself. You're never going to change your life in a state of blame. So there are two other choices, and these two choices, in my mind, are the only two real choices. They're only choices that change your life for the better. And that is, if your life conditions don't match your blueprint of how life should be, then what you got to do is either change your life conditions or change your blueprint. Does that make sense? I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you know someone and they're in such pain, you want to help them, and you can't understand why they're so angry all the time. And it's a woman and she's, let's say, 59 years old, and she just seems to be so cranky with everybody. She's harsh to her friends. She's harsh to people at work. She seems like such a mean person. Well, one principle to remember is you can never really influence someone effectively long term if you're judging them. So if you go, they're just a mean codger, or they don't care, or they're just harsh, that judgment is not going to allow you to understand someone. You're doing the same thing as, you know, somebody who labels them with a disease and then drugs them, only you're not even drugging them. So maybe we get underneath it and we start to talk to this woman and we find out, interestingly enough, that her blueprint for life, she's unhappy. If she's unhappy, I promise you, her life conditions don't match her blueprint. So let's find out her blueprint. What's life about? What did you believe life was about? What did you want from your life? What do you want from your life? And eventually you find out that this woman always dreamed of having four children. She wanted to have children more than anything in her entire life. And she just never developed the relationship that would make that happen. And her belief system was to have a real life, to have meaning in your life, you should have four perfect children that you raise and have a white picket fence and live your life in a certain way. And now she's 59 years old and she's been married once and gotten divorced and she's had no children of her own. And she's miserable. Because guess what? Her blueprint will make her in pain every day. So she has one of two choices. She either has to change her life conditions and have a child, which at 59, barring a medical miracle, is probably not going to happen, or she's got to change her blueprint, or she's going to stay miserable as long as she lives. Does that make sense? Yes, we can drug her and numb her or try to make her feel good, but we haven't dealt with the problem. This is the source of her problem. Life doesn't match her blueprint, so she has to change her life or change her blueprint. So guess what? In this case, she's got to change her blueprint or she's going to stay in pain. Maybe her blueprint is, I can have children and I can raise them, but they're going to be kids I mentor. Or I'm going to adopt at 59. Or who knows, maybe medical technology will catch up and she can change her life conditions as well. But shoot, she's going to be 80 years old when her kid's 21. So I don't know if that's the best approach, but, you know, to each their own. My point is, if you're suffering, change your life conditions or change your blueprint. I talked to a woman the other day. She raised her hand and she said, you know, I was talking about how to create change and she got very forceful and intense with me. She goes, you're making it sound like it's so easy to change. She said, my boyfriend, I've been with him 13 years and he keeps cheating on me. He keeps saying that he has to have many women in his life. He does it all the time. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Just change my state and be happy about it? I said, I don't think I ever recommended that. And she was so upset. She wasn't upset with me. Right? She was upset with her life. Her life conditions don't match her blueprint. So I said to her, how do you want it to be? She goes, well, you know, I was expecting we'd get married and live our life together and we'd go make a difference. And, you know, I'm a massage therapist and I do herbology and I thought he was going to help me with this. And I said, but he's not. And he hasn't for 13 years. I said, well, how can you be upset with him at this stage? You either have to change your life conditions, which is you got to say to him, no more. It's over between us. Or it's over between us if we can't commit to one another. Or you got to change your blueprint and stop complaining about it and saying, okay, this is the life that I want. But living in this never land when you're making yourself crazy is not going to make your life any better. Step up. Make a decision. What is more important to you? How do we get there? See, this is where you start to make change. Until we address this truth, we're going to have ourselves in a state of frustration.